week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to have a look at the use of geothermal energy in Switzerland and how it could help the country become more independent and sustainable in terms of its energy production. First up, a quick definition, though, so Dario, so we know what we're talking about. Let's just actually look at this. Geothermal energy, what is it?
I'm an expert now. Well, the principle is relatively simple, right? You dig down deep enough into the ground until you hit reservoirs of hot water that you then pump up to the surface to do one of two things. Either you use it, you use the steaming hot water to power turbines for electricity generation, or you use it to heat houses. Now, there are low-depth geothermal energy, which goes down to about 400 meters below ground and is mostly used for heat pumps installed in buildings and houses around Switzerland. And then there is deep geothermal energy drilling down to 2 kilometers below ground, and that can be used for generating electricity.
So here in Switzerland, do we have a lot of geothermal power plants?
Well, geothermal energy is still relatively small scale in Switzerland. The potential is big, but for the moment, for example, none of the electricity generated in Switzerland is currently generated from geothermal energy. Things look slightly differently with the medium and low depth geothermal energy. They're about 30 medium-depth geothermal heat pumps and many low-depth heat pumps in individual houses do exist. Together, they account for about 1.3% of the country's heating needs in 2020. So they're also quite low.
Okay, so that is low. Are they going to change? Are they going to be more?
Yes, authorities see geothermal energy as a key component of Switzerland's long-term energy mix, along with other renewables such as solar, wind, and biomasses. The Federal Energy Office actually projects that by 2050, 7% of national electricity consumption could be covered by geothermal sources. So we're going to increase this percentage by a lot in the coming years, or that is at least the plan. And currently, the first deep geothermal project in the Alps is underway in Lavey-les-Bains in the canton of Valais. So that one would then be the first to actually generate electricity from this source in Switzerland. It is also estimated that the geothermal potential of Switzerland would be sufficient to completely replace Russian gas imports to Switzerland in the long term. For a bit of context here, gas makes up roughly 15% of Switzerland's final energy consumption. It's mostly used for cooking and for heating, and about half of this 15% is currently imported from Russia.
Okay, so there is a potential for geothermal energy in Switzerland. And I think the obvious question to ask is why aren't we using it more already?
Well, one reason is the considerable cost involved and also the exploratory risk attached, meaning that not every project that is started is guaranteed to be successful in the end. So, for example, two projects in the canton of St. Gallen and Basel that were quite advanced already had to be abandoned after the boring activity caused minor earthquakes. And there, of course, a lot of invested money was lost because they were already quite advanced. Other projects are held up because of environmental concerns. Another point is that Switzerland, unlike its European neighbors, has no boring experience, at least not boring for geothermal energy causes. Of course, there's a lot of boring experience for big tunnels, but it doesn't have this experience that other European countries has, because the country is completely deprived of natural resources, right? And the Swiss engineers aren't used to boring for mining purposes, for example. And so the whole geothermal industry basically had to be built from scratch in recent years. And yeah, there's simply not such a big industry in place already that could be simply transformed into geothermal energy boring industries.
Yeah, Switzerland doesn't dig any mines, does
it? Don't do that, no.
Okay, so nevertheless, so despite all that, more projects are being launched, are being planned.
Yes, helped by the state subsidies, of course, and from such subsidies from the Confederation, but also from certain cantons, things are moving forward. The canton of Jura, for example, has launched a deep geothermal project in February. And in Geneva, there are two medium-depth projects currently under construction, one in Lully and one in Satigny, both of which are thermal projects and not electricity projects. In total, about a dozen major geothermal projects are either in planning or under construction across the country. But more are needed to hit that goal of 7% of domestic electricity consumption covered by this industry.
Okay, right, Dario, we'll watch out for that. Thank you very much indeed, Dario. That was Dario with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so on our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.